欢迎各位听众回到 TUSA 澳洲中文广播电台。接下来我们将会播放与 Lappington 选区州议员 Nathan Haggerty 的访问。
Hi Nathan, it's a pleasure to welcome you back to our studio today. Thank you for joining us here again.
您好 Nathan, 很高兴今天再次欢迎您来到我们的录音室。感谢您再次来到我们的节目里面。
Thank you for having me.
谢谢你们再次邀请我。
Okay, to start off, we're going to ask a little bit about what you've been advocating or working on recently and what sort of concerns your constituents have been raising with you.
那首先呢，我想请您分享一下最近您主要在推动或关注的工作项目以及选民最近向您反映了哪些问题呢？
Yeah, if I had to sum it up with one phrase, I think it would just be infrastructure. So schools, roads, sewerage,buses, all that stuff. So it's a growing community. There's lots of housing going in, and obviously with that you need supporting infrastructure. And then the other big one is parks and play spaces.
如果让我用一句话来概括的话，我会说是基础建设，比如说学校、道路、排水系统、公车，这些全部都是，因为这是一个正在快速成长的社区，大量的新住宅正在新建，而这些人口增长显然需要相应的基础建设的设施配套。另一个很大的议题呢，就是公园和儿童游乐空间。
So on the note of those young, the supporting infrastructure, as a result of the increased housing development we're seeing, as you mentioned, lots of young families are moving into the area. So could you give us kind of a more specific view on what, infrastructural support specifically is needed?
那说到这些年轻的家庭以及他们所需要的基础设施，随着我们看到越来越多的住宅的开发，就像您刚才提到的，许多年轻家庭都搬到了这一区。那您能不能具体告诉我们目前最需要哪些基础建设方面的支援呢？
Yeah, so the big one is probably schools, and we've invested quite a bit of in that. There was a report in the Sydney Morning Herald last week that showedAustral Public School has had kindergarten enrolments increase by 300% over the last few years. So that's pretty significant. Now, we've invested $90 million to build new classrooms and play spaces there. Down the road, the numbers are similar. You've got 150% increase at Leppington. And then, of course, we're building new schools, so a new public high school for Leppington and a new primary school at Emerald Hills. So the big one is young families, so you need schools, and, of course, parks. Parks is another big one. Unfortunately, that those haven't come. That's the responsibility primarily of Liverpool City Council, and they've been promising year after year to deliver parks, and as a result, I've recently launched a petition. And people can go to my website and sign that. But it's about time that a kid who's living in Austral is able to walk down the road and, you know, jump on some swings, kick a ball around and do that kind of thing.
是的，目前最大最迫切的需求呢，应该就是学校。而我们在这一方面也投入了相当多的资源。在上周的悉尼晨风报有篇报道就指出，在 Austral 的公立学校的幼儿园入学人数在过去几年增加了300%，这是一个非常惊人的增长。因此我们投入了9000万澳元在那里新建教室以及游戏空间。而在附近的地区如 Leppington, 增幅也差不多，学生的人数呢增加了150%。那当然呢，我们目前也正在新建新的学校，那包括一所新的 Leppington 的公立中学以及一所位于 Emerald Hill 的新小学。那主要原因呢是年轻的家庭很多，所以我们必须要提供更多的学校。那另外呢，公园也是另一个很重要的需求。那可惜的是，公园的建设目前并没有真正的落实，这主要是 Liverpool 市政府的责任，但他们一再承诺每年都要建公园。因此呢，我最近发起了一项联署，那居民呢可以上我的网站签名去支持。但说真的，住在澳洲的小朋友呢，是时候应该能够走出家门，走到附近的公园荡荡秋千、踢踢球，或者在草地上活动，这是基本的需求。
And when it comes to the school specifically, is there anything you can share with us in terms of where funding might need to be reallocated?
那么谈到学校本身的部分，您能不能告诉我们目前在资金配置上是否有需要重新调整的地方？
Look, I think the funding has been reallocated. Certainly since we came to government, there's been a funding realignment. Before I was elected, in all those big growth suburbs such as Austral, Leppington, Denmacourt, there wasn't a single public high school. And I, in fact, have the most students in private school. So it shows that there was a funding misalignment. But as I've just said, in terms of where that money's going, the upgrades, the new schools, you're certainly seeing some funding from our government, from myself. And, you know, some of it is having to catch up, but we're certainly doing that and making sure that we've got adequate education resources out in the area.
我认为自从我们上任以来呢，资金确实是已经重新调整过，确实是有次进行过资金重整。在我当选之前呢，在像 Austral, Leppington 和 Denhamcourt 这些快速发展的郊区里面，甚至是一所公立中学都没有。而且呢，在我的辖区内的学生大多数都是就读私立学校，这就显示出了教育资源分配明显失衡。 但正如我刚刚提到的，现在的资金的流向包括升级现有的学校、新建新校，您会明显的看到我们来自政府的以及我个人的争取所带来的资金投入。那当然，有些部分呢是在补以前落后的进度，我们正在努力追上，并确保本区能够有足够的教育资源。
Fantastic. So on that same infrastructural note, another big exciting project coming is obviously the Western Sydney Airport. Can you tell us a little bit about what the projected dates are for public opening and what your thoughts are regarding transport getting to and from the new airport?
太好了，那既然我们提到了基础建设，那另外一个非常令人期待的项目就是西悉尼的机场，您能跟我们分享一下它预计向公众开放的时间吗？以及您对往返新机场的交通安排有什么样的看法？
Yes, that's a great question. We're all very, very excited about the new airport. It's going to be the first international airport Australia's built in half a century, so 50 years. And there's probably not a day goes by where someone doesn't ask me about how's the airport going, when's it opening. So I met with a couple of officials from Western Sydney Airport last week to get an update. And I can't sort of reveal specifics, but I there will be some very exciting news coming shortly. So cargo is expected to start landing probably mid-year. So you're talking July, August, you'll start to see cargo. And then that towards the back end of the year, you'll see domestic flights and international flights. And so in line with that, I would expect in the next couple of months, we might even start to see some tickets going on sale. So every time I've mentioned that to someone, their ears are pricked up and they're very excited. So while it's been promised for many, many, many decades, we're only down to sort of months and weeks now until those tickets go on sale. So it's finally coming to reality. Really, really exciting. On the transport pace, there's obviously been a significant amount of investment there. Unfortunately, when the airport was announced by then Prime Minister Tony Abbott, he committed to funding the airport, but left the transport up to others. And again, that's where we've been playing catch up. So there's been significant investment from this government, Memory Road, Elizabeth Drive, the $1 billion investment in 15th Avenue that I was able to secure last year, which is fantastic. And then public transport. So just over $300 million for buses, and they'll be taking people to and from the airport to Liverpool, Leppington, Penrith, Campbelltown. So really connecting Western Sydney up. And then in time, you'll see the airport metro come online.
是的，这是一个非常好的问题。我们大家都很，我也很期待这一所新的机场。这将是澳洲半个世纪以来新建的第一座国际机场，也就是50年来的首次。而且几乎每天都有人在问我机场的进展如何，什么时候会开放。 所以呢，我上周在跟西悉尼机场的官员开会，以了解了最新的情况。我现在还不能透露细节，但可以说很快就会有令人振奋的消息公布。 那货运航班预计会在今年年中的时候开始降落，大约在七八月份，那到时候呢，大家就可以看到货机开始进出，然后到今年年底就会开始有国内线和国际线的航班。 那因此呢，我也预期在接下来几个月，甚至是有机票会开始贩售。那每次呢，我提到这些事情，大家都会马上的精神一振，非常兴奋。那毕竟呢，这个机场已经被承诺了已经很多很多年了，而现在呢，终于进入了倒数的几个月，几个星期，所以它终于要成真，真的令人非常的兴奋。 那在交通方面呢，政府呢也当然也投入了大量的建设资金。不过呢，当时机场是由时任的总理 Tony Albert 宣布新建时，他承诺负责建机场，但交通的配套却留给了其他层级的政府处理。那因此呢，我们这几年都在努力的追赶先前落后的进度。 因此呢，我们这一届的政府已经大量的投资于道路的升级，那例如 Marmer Road、 Elizabeth Drive， 那还有我去年成功争取到的 15th Avenue 的十亿澳元升级工程，那这对于当地来说非常的重要。在公共交通方面呢，也投入了超过三亿澳元用于巴士的服务，让居民可以往返机场，那以及呢前往 Liverpool、 Leppington、 Paris 和 Capital 等地。 那真正的实现西悉尼区域之间的交通连接，而再过不久，机场地铁线，也就是 Airport Metro， 也会投入运作。That's
fantastic. We also have the M12 motorway, which is another major project that's underway in Western Sydney. How will this motorway impact Leppington and its surrounding communities?
太棒了。 西西尼呢，目前呢也正在新建另一个很重要的基础设施，就是 M12的高速公路。您怎样看待 M12对 Leppington 及周边的社区的影响呢？
Yeah, so that's the other important piece of infrastructure. We spoke about public transport, but in terms of driving, if you need to drive, you can do that via the toll-free M12, which is very exciting. When I was on Liverpool Council, I campaigned quite strongly to ensure that that road was toll-free. Now, again, that'll be opening later this year, you can get on there either, if you're coming from the west, you can get on via the Northern Road. If you're coming from the east, either the M7 or Elizabeth Drive. Effectively, what you got there is a toll-free road that connects you straight into the airport. So I've had the privilege of already driving on it before it was opened. I do want to share with your listeners that on the 14th of February, there will be a community open day. So just Google that in or, search for sort of M12 Community Open Day. There'll be activities. You can jump on a bus and ride up and down it. So in anticipation of that new opening, they're celebrating and they're getting people out there to check it out.
是的，这是一个非常重要的基础建设。那我们前面谈到了公共交通，但对于开车的居民来说，他们将可以使用免费通行的 M12高速公路。 这也是令人非常期待的。我在利物浦市议会的时候呢，曾大力的倡议要求 M12必须是免收过路费的道路，而目前预计呢 M12呢也会在今年稍晚的时候开通。如果您是从西边来，可以透过 Northern Road 进入 M12；如果是从东边来，则可以通过 M7或者 Elizabeth Drive 进入。 那简单来说呢，这是一条免费的高速公路，能直接把您送进西的机场。那我也很荣幸的在正式开通前呢，就已经是试驾过这段高速路。但我也想告诉听众们，在2月14日呢，将会有一场社区开放日。 那大家呢，只要搜寻 M12 Community Open Day 即可找到资讯。在当天呢会有活动，那居民呢可以搭乘巴士在 M12上来回的参观。这也是为了迎接 M12开通而举办的庆祝活动，也让居民们能提前的体验到这一条新的道路。
In the grand scheme of state government and its increase into, like we just talked about, all these projects in Greater Western Sydney, Bradfield, Parramatta, Leppington included, what role, in your view, does Leppington play within this growth corridor?
那么目前从州政府的大方向来看，正如我们刚才所提到的，州政府呢在大溪悉尼呢投入了许多重大的建设项目，那包括 Bradfield、 Parramatta 以及 Lappington 的自然也在其中。那您认为 Lappington 在这个整体的发展走廊里面是扮演着什么样的角色呢？
Yeah, look, I think Lappington, well, at the moment, you know, is still rather undeveloped, and around the train station you've got rural and farmlands. I think it'll very quickly become one of the major centres around southwest Sydney, and the primary reason for that is location. It's, you know, pretty much in the middle of Bradfield, which is the new city that's being built at the airport. And the airport, Liverpool, Campbelltown, Camden, so it's sort of central. In that space, and obviously there's the train line, and we're hoping that in time that train line will be extended to the airport. So strategically where it's placed, it's in a real good place. But I also have to compliment my constituents. A lot of them are hardworking, they're business minded, they're well educated, and they're keen to ensure that the area really takes really benefits from the opportunities of the airport and the surrounding areas. So people, location, I think we've got all the pieces of the puzzle to make it a really fabulous location.
是的，我认为 Lappington 虽然目前仍然相对未完全的发展，而火车站周边呢仍以农地与乡村地带为主，但我相信呢它将会非常迅速的成为西南悉尼的 重要中心之一，那最主要的原因就是地理位置，它几乎呢是位于在 Bradfield， 也就是未来在机场旁的新城市的正中央。那同时呢，位在于机场 Liverpool、 Campbelltown 和Camden 的中心点位置，所以呢，它在这个区域中是有着非常核心的位置的。再加上现有的地铁的路线，我们也希望在未来能够将这一条铁路 路线延伸至机场，所以呢，从战略的位置来看 ，Lappington 是具有非常理想的地理优势的。那不过呢，我们也必须要称赞我的选民们，他们多数呢是勤劳，具有商业思维，教育程度也很高，他们也非常的积极，希望能够在当地社区能够在真正的从机场及周边的发展机遇中受益。 所以无论是人才还是地理位置，Lappington呢，其实已经是具备着让自己成为一个极具潜力地区的所有条件。Suddenly,
with the rising population of Western Sydney, especially in Wellington, what do you see as the priorities of your constituents and as yourself, acting as a member?
随着西西尼人口的快速增长呢，特别是在 Lappington 这一带，您认为您的选民呢最关注的重点是什么？而您作为当地的议员的优先事项又是些什么呢？
Yeah, so I think it all comes around three sort of main elements: education, which we've spoken to, lifestyle, and employment. So in terms of lifestyle, I mentioned the campaign about parks, and people need, families need open space, they need places to visit and stay active, and they need to be closer to home. So certainly working on that. And the town centre, as it becomes developed, will have things like restaurants and bars and cinemas. So I think that's a key thing. But employment, I think, is an important one as well for many, many years. And I'm certainly someone who's been through this, but you work hard in school and university, and then in order to get a job, a lot of the time those jobs are a long way away from places like Lappington. You've got to get on the train and travel an hour, hour and a half into the city or Chatswood or Parramatta. And one of the things that I'm very keen to ensure is that those jobs are closer to home, you know, that people can travel 15, 20 minutes to work and make sure they're home in time for the family. So Bradfield, the city near the airport, is a key part of that, making sure that there are smart, white-collar, high-paying jobs, high-skilled jobs, closer to home, so that we're not losing our best and brightest, or you know, they're deciding not to pursue employment because it's too far away.
好的，我认为整体来说呢，可以归纳为三大要素。那教育，这个我们之前已经谈过，以及生活质量和就业。 那先从我们的生活品质来说，那之前我有提到过推动公园建设的联署活动，居民特别是家庭真的非常需要户外的空间，他们需要附近就能 到达或者可提供活动、散步、运动的场所。那因此呢，我也正在积极的推动这些改善。而随着 Leppington 的市中心的开发，未来会有餐厅、酒吧、电影院等设施。所以呢，我认为这是一个非常关键的一环。但就业机会来说呢，也是非常重要的一点。 多年来呢，包括我本人在内，大家在学校和大学都非常努力的去学习，但往往呢，要找到一个好的工作， 都得跑到离Leppington很远的地方。 那居民呢，常常要搭火车通勤一个小时， 到一个半小时进入市区， 或是到Chatswood、Parramatta才能找到工作。 因此呢，我非常希望能够确保更多的工作机会能够靠近家， 让居民只需要通勤15到20分钟就能上班， 也能准时的回家陪伴家人。 因此Bradfield 也就是机场旁新建的城市，在其中扮演着非常重要的角色。 因为呢，它将提供大量的高科技、高薪的白领工作，离居民的家更近。这样呢，我们就不会流失本区最优秀的人才，也避免让居民因为通勤太远而放弃那某一些的职涯的机会。
Kind of circling back to what we were talking about in terms of development and other stuff, when you mentioned, so we know that there's the Metro West Line that's opening. What do you think about the potential for a Leppington extension, and what can you do to make sure that places like Leppington don't necessarily get left behind when it comes to things like this?
回到我们之前谈到的开发与其他相关议题，您提到 Metro West 线路即将完工和通车， 那您认为呢，将 Metro 延伸至 Leppington 的可能性如何？ 那您会做些什么来确保像 Leppington 这样的地区不会在重大的交通建设中被忽略呢？
Yeah, look, the Leppington extension is top of my list. I got obviously the school used to be top of my list, and we're building that now. And 15th Avenue was top of my list after that, and we've got $1 billion in funding. And so now the Leppington extension is the one I keep harassing anyone and everyone about, whether that's a federal minister or a state minister or the premier or the prime minister. They know that it's not just of benefit for the people of Leppington, but for really all of Sydney. It'd provide a heavy rail or a rail connection onto the main Sydney network. You'd be able to get from one airport to the other. You'd be able to get to places like Liverpool and Parramatta and then eventually the city. And I think that's really key to the long-term success of the airport. Initially, the airport's got one runway. It's intended to grow to two and go from 10 to 80 million passengers a year. So with that growth, we need the transport links to growth. And I believe that the Leppington extension is really the missing piece of the puzzle.
是的，坦白来说， Leppington 的延伸线呢，是我目前的第一优先目标。 以前学校呢，是我第一要务，而现在那些学校呢，也已经正在新建当中。那接着就是15th Avenue升级工程，我们也成功的争取到了10亿的澳元的资金。所以现在呢，我一直在疯狂的追问所有能问的人，无论是联邦部长、州部长、州长，甚至是总理，我都会想去争取。 因为呢，这条延伸的线不仅能够造福 Leppington的居民， 更能造福整个悉尼的地区。它将会提供一条直接能够连接悉尼主要铁路网的交通枢纽，那届时呢，居民也可以从一座机场方便地前往另外一座机场，那也能够快速地抵达 Liverpool、 Parramatta， 甚至是进入市中心。我认为呢，这对未来机场的 长期成功非常的关键。目前呢，新机场只有一条跑道，但未来规划呢，将会扩大到两条。那游客的吞吐量呢，也将从1000万人次大幅成长到8000万人次。那随着游客量的大量增加，交通网基本上也必须要同步去扩张。因此，我相信 Leppington 延伸线呢，也正是目前整体交通拼图中缺少的那一块。
That's really good to hear, so thank you for sharing that with us. Coming up, we have actually Lunar New Year around the corner. What can you share with us that you are most excited about, and do you have any plans on attending or supporting related events?
那么接下来呢，我们知道农历新年即将到来，您能跟我们分享一下您最期待农历新年的哪些部分吗？ 您是否也有计划的参加或支持相关的新年活动呢？
Yeah, so my wife's of Chinese background, so we'll obviously get together with the family, which we have done for many, many years, and we'll hand out the red packets to the little kids. Unfortunately, I'm too old to get a red packet anymore, but we'll obviously hand out the red packets. So getting together with family is obviously the number one thing about Lunar New Year, but going to the many, many celebrations, whether locally or in the city, the Chinese community and the wider community that celebrates Lunar New Year are always so festive around this time, and obviously I would like to wish you and your listeners a happy new year and the year of the horse, I believe it is. So, you know, very auspicious and looking forward to a wonderful year of the horse.
是的，我的太太呢有华人背景，所以按照惯例，我们会和家人聚在一起。这是我们多年来的传统，我们也会派红包给家中的小朋友，但可惜是我现在已经太老，收不到红包了。 不过呢，我们还是会准备红包给孩子们。所以呢，与家人团聚，毫无质疑的是农历新年最重要的事情。那除此之外呢，还有许多庆祝的活动，无论是在本地的社区或市中心，而华人社区呢，以及更广泛的庆祝农历新年的族群，在这段时间总是非常的喜庆和热闹。那当然呢，我也想在这里祝福您以及所有的听众新年快乐。那今年是马年，如果我没记错的话，马年象征着吉祥，我也希望大家能迎来美好的一年。
Amazing. Thank you so much for your time today, and we'll end that interview here.
Thank you.
Thank you.
太棒了，非常感谢您今天抽空接受我们的采访。我们今天的访问就到这里。